You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back, you keep listening, you keep growing, you keep healing, expanding, learning to trust your intuition. What the fuck is up, girl? How are you? You know I love you. You know that I love doing this podcast and connecting with you guys. And I am so grateful for all of your support and all of the downloads and everyone that reaches out and tells me about their journey and how this podcast has helped you. You guys have no idea just how amazing you are and how easy you make this for me. I really do. I love you guys and I appreciate it. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you the conversations that you need to hear, if it's giving you some tools or tips or tricks that are helping you just have a more magical life, help you trust your intuition, help you just be a better version of yourself, if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, I would really greatly appreciate it because those reviews are what allows me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you take a screenshot or a picture and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co. And I am going to send you my soul alignment activation for free, just as a thank you. And that's really it. I mean, guys, oh man, it's been a crazy like 2 weeks. Last week I was like booked like crazy with discovery calls, and I am just so fortunate for this round of the Align Light Academy that officially started today. I mean, it is just already high vibes. I'm so fucking pumped for it. I don't know. I'm really good at manifesting like my soulmate clients. I'm just really good at it. I don't know why. So, I'm patting myself on the back with that one. But in today's episode, I felt really called to talk about inner child healing. And a couple months back, I actually had a conversation with Hannah, who is our resident astrologist. If you tune in for our monthly astrology report, she's our girl. We actually had this conversation a while back, and it was just such a beautiful conversation, and she's just so good with her words that I needed to bring this conversation back because, you know, there's shit going on, man. The energy is pretty funky and there's a lot going on astrologically. And I think that inner child healing is something that we all need to do. Like every single one of us, it is just so important. And it's just kind of been in my mind for the last couple of weeks. So I feel like this might be beneficial for someone who's maybe, you know, working on themselves right now. Maybe they are, you know, waiting for that sign to take a step back and maybe spend some time with their inner child or just, you know that it's okay. Know that it's okay to heal. Know that you could still be a healer and be healing yourselves. Those are the ones that make the best healers, are the ones that are open and vulnerable about their own struggles and their own insecurities and the things that they need to heal from. Because when we heal ourselves, we heal others. And that's, you're never going to be fully healed. You're just never going to be fully healed. And that's okay. You're not supposed to be fully healed. We're supposed to have all of the experiences. We're supposed to feel heartbreak and pain and suffering and anger and guilt. And we're supposed to rise above it. That's what Earth School is all about. So to my healers that are listening, to my light workers that are listening, who are on their own healing journey, know that I see you, know that I support you, know that I'm right there with you, doing my own damn thing. I hope that this conversation gets to the ears that need to hear it because it's one that is a good one and has a lot of clarity and guidance within it. I love you guys, and I will see you soon.
You guys, today I have the amazing owner of Divine Sky Mystical Healing and Mediumship. Is that right, Hannah?
Mediumship and Mystic Guidance.
There you go. Okay. And who is also my favorite beginning astrologer. We are going to talk about, because today, while we're talking, is the 10th of January, 2020. It is the full moon tonight, guys. And this is an epic one. So I'm really super excited. It's almost like all the stars aligned that we're doing it today. And like, it's dropping on the full moon because there's so much going on. It is an intense moon. And Hannah is here to tell us a little bit about it and to just really give us some info on what's really going on. Because it's not just the full moon that's occurring, but also a ton of other stuff. So Hannah, just take it away.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me back.
Obviously, absolutely.
I'm a huge fan of you. Love the podcast. So I'm thrilled to be back. But yeah, there's a lot of energy going on, and I think a lot of us are already feeling it, and may not even be aware that there is a lot going on in the cosmos right now. It is just a very energetically charged month in general. But today is the full moon lunar eclipse in Cancer, which is a theme all about letting go and releasing things in our life with enhanced power. But also honoring the path that has taken us to where we are today and all of the challenges that have kind of culminated to this point in time, and giving respect to the fact that, you know, as humans, we have to go through these trials and tribulations, and challenges so that our souls can learn, right? Mm-hmm. We're here to learn. And the prize at the end is always, you know, what we're kind of like focused on. But I think there is so much beauty and also honoring that journey as well. And that's what this full moon is calling us to recognize. Just that we have learned so much and right. We have to celebrate along the way. And Cancer is a very feeling heavy sign. It's a water sign, so it's very in touch with its feelings, but it's also very protective and nurturing of its home life, its security. And so, you know, this moon also wants us to recognize the beautiful life that we've built for ourselves, or the areas of our life where we've had to kind of stretch ourselves to create a beautiful home or financial security, or, you know, a rich personal life with really nurturing relationships, friendships. And, you know, I think a lot of us right now are feeling like we know that there may be toxic people in our lives that we need to either cut out or kind of reevaluate how we're spending time with them. And instead of just focusing on the cutting off and the letting go of the relationships, it's a beautiful time to also honor those people that we realize are part of our journey, that are bringing us to where we need to go.
Yeah, fully.
So yes, that is a really big part of this moon. But also Jupiter yesterday, or I guess it was the 8th, so 2 days ago, aligned with our past karma, our south node of past karma. And that too is playing a major role for a lot of us in this releasing. Got a dog barking, ruining my flow. Yes, Jupiter aligning with the south node of past karma is also a beautiful time to release and let go. But we've been holding on to for the last 10 to 12 years. This is a cycle, again, that we're looking back at what we have been through and the challenges that our life has thrown at us, and honoring and giving respect to the fact that we've made it.
Yeah.
We have gone through what we needed to go through in order to get to where we are today. And I think a lot of us are feeling like those feelings kind of bubbling up to the surface that perhaps we thought we made peace with, but this is just kind of our final goodbye of letting go with it and doing it in a happy way where we're making space now for something new to come in and replace it. So it's not a sad goodbye. It's a happy release.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. And you want to know something really weird is like, I love astrology and I love learning about it and I love knowing what's going on. But for the past 3 days, I have been just clearing house in my home. Like when I tell you, my house has never been this clean since we bought it 5 years ago. I've just been really focusing in on getting rid of the things that are no longer serving me or the house, you know, all that, you know, the to-do list that will say, oh, we're going to do it in the spring. We're going to clear, you know, we're going to donate stuff in the spring. I did it this week because I was like, listen, it's cold out. We're already home. I want to focus in on this. I want to start 2020 off in like a great new clean energetic flow kind of space. And then we were talking about this and you were just saying how it's like a great like releasing thing. And it's so funny how things align without us even setting the intention to, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know about this. I didn't know full moon was in Cancer and that this was like a big thing of releasing and, but honoring at the same time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You realize, like, I was just going through all of our stuff and it's like, God, we accumulated so much stuff. You know what I mean? But then it's like just honoring the fact that it's like we don't need it anymore. You know, just like baby stuff, you know, all that baby stuff that like you have to hold on to and stuff. And, you know, I had like 3 strollers. I'm like, why do I have 3 strollers? You know, like what is going on? But it's like, it really, I took the time to reflect of like, wow, I remember when I couldn't go anywhere without a stroller.
Yeah.
It's about reflection. You know what I mean?
Yes. And honoring that, like the baby chapter maybe for you is now that chapter of your life is coming to an end and you're, there's a sense of sadness there. I totally feel that because my kids are 6 and almost 3 and, you know, we're doing a lot of the same stuff of getting rid of the baby things and, you know, that mothering, nurturing side of us is like, oh, you know, it kills me to get rid of some of that stuff. But to remember to make physical space so that new things can come in, that there can be space for my growing children to play and put their new toys and, you know, for us to do stuff together in the next chapter of our life is just as exciting. But there is a lot of grief in that process. Absolutely.
It was like a very weird thing, like going through our attic and stuff and just like being like, I can't believe like how much of this stuff where it was like, you know, all that's the diaper genie, all that stuff where we couldn't live without it, you know, for so long where it was like, then you see it, you know, all the way in the back of your attic and you're like, oh my God, like this is weird. This is like a stage. This is it's a new chapter, you know? And it was just like, when you were telling me about, I was like, that's so weird. You know, and that's just so weird. So I always say like also too, and this is, you are the second person to like, to talk about this, just kind of starting fresh. Actually, the other person that was talking about it was Sal Monaco. I love him too. I love him so much. And he was saying like he was painting his office space or whatever. And he was saying that it's important to refresh and to start over and to honor the space that you work in and stuff like that and give it a nice facelift because you don't realize that, you know, it's energy, you know, your space is energy and want that energy to be clean and new and crisp. And I never really thought of it that way. And that's why I love him because he like, he'll talk about these things and it's like, you're so right. You know? Yeah.
And that's totally aligned with this, with that Cancer energy because Cancers are homebodies. Like they just want to be home, snuggle on the couch, like with their surrounded by their family and the things that make them feel secure and comfortable. And, you know, we always have the energy of the new year of kind of clearing out the old, you know, making space for the new, which is definitely part of this, but focusing on that, on your home space, like what you're talking about, I think it's like your soul already knows and is aligned with what's happening in the cosmos that this is the time to make that shift.
Yeah.
To just make your space feel beautiful or comfortable or whatever the intention is with releasing and clearing out
absolutely
whatever you've been holding on to. Yeah.
I always say that, like, for me, the cancers are like the eternal mothers. like every Cancer is just so nurturing and like such a great mom and patient and stuff. And like, I can totally see that. I can totally see that and how it coincides with home energy and stuff like that. So that's,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. But mm-hmm. we also wanted to talk about healing, because this has yeah. been a massive thing in both of our lives, especially in 2019. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm going to say that I was someone who did not deal with feelings. I grew up in a family. We were Scandinavian. You know, there were no feelings. There were no nothing. You know, when we showed emotion, it was a negative thing. And 2019 was me unlearning and relearning the whole process of healing. Mm-hmm. And I have come to a realization that, like, healing is a lifelong process. I mean,
right. yeah.
it really is. And it comes in waves. And, you know, we all have different traumas and stuff like that. And we all have been through so much. But what I'm asking you is, because I feel like we do, it occurs to us kind of the same way, where it's like just a massive download out of nowhere, where mm-hmm. we know it's time mm-hmm. to heal and honor it. What mm-hmm. do you do? Like, what does your healing look like?
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, I have a lot of healing practices that I've been diving into, but for me, 2019 was all about the inner child work. Mm. It's all about the inner child work. I mean, I did a lot of energetic cutting of cords this year, which was really helpful, but man, there was a lot of stuff just from my childhood that I realized I hadn't been carrying, that I'd been carrying around for a long time. And journaling has been a huge helper, and to just release a lot of feelings that I had pent up. And I would think about them, but they would stay kind of swirling in my mind. I had no safe receptacle to kind of expel them and to then look at what was coming out and honoring that, but also feeling like when I was done feeling what I was feeling, then I could rip the page up and burn it, or, you know, turn the next page over. So journaling was huge for me to just get out on paper what has been kind of held up inside of my body. But inner child work has been, like I said, probably the most pivotal tool in my healing journey, with just getting in touch with myself and bringing that child version of myself into the present, and getting her on board with the changes that I'm making in my life, and letting her know that there's no reason to be scared anymore.
Yeah.
And but also to let her know that I appreciated how she was trying to take care of me, because that's all our inner child wants to do, is to protect us and to keep us safe. And when we get to a point in our life where we're ready to not let that fear be what is holding us back in our life, it takes a lot of work to reconnect with your inner child and to tell them, I appreciate what you've done for me. I love you. And I know that you've been doing your best to just keep me safe, but I need to bring you to where we are now, so you can see where the big picture is, so we can work together mm-hmm. and to be aligned together, so we can move forward without fear. So that's really been huge for me. And I've done a lot of meditations, with the inner child work. There's a lot of ways you can tap into that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. For me, you know, as far as embracing my inner child, a big thing for me was to do the things that made me happy when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Crafts, you know what I mean? Going hiking and, you know, I would spend hours and hours and hours in the woods and back of my house when I was growing up, and taking the time to not go to the gym, but to go on a hike instead, just to be in nature by myself. That's really how I, you know, deal with my inner child and how I nurture my inner child. Just like with you, it's more journaling and meditation and stuff. So it really is so unique to everyone's path, you know? Yeah. I don't think I ever picked up glitter before last year. Like, seriously, I have two boys. We don't glitter. We don't really do arts and crafts. And it was like, I decided that I wanted to start crafting again. And I made, you know, these little matchboxes with little butterflies on them and glitter. And it really was a very humbling experience. And it made me realize that, like, I get why the crafters craft.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For the joy of it.
Right. Yeah. It's just the joy. It's just the sheer excitement of creating and to be in that space of vulnerability and just using what you have. And I totally get it. So really, I felt for me, 2019 was almost, it was a huge healing year for me. Mm-hmm. A lot of shadow work happened. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things that I suppressed for so many years came up and I honored them and everything. And, you know, same for you. And I think each year kind of has a theme, and 2019 was definitely shadow work for me. But so what I do, and I just want to share this because people are waking up left and right. People are realizing, you know, maybe the way you've been living isn't the best way, that there's other ways to find fulfillment and joy and being present in the moment. And, you know, with that does come healing work, you know,
yeah.
And it can be very scary and it could be very yeah. lonely. And yeah. for me, it really does make me feel so much better about my journey and my healing when I know someone else is going through it.
Right.
You know? So let's say, hypothetically, something comes up, something from your past that is not healed yet, and you just get this epic download. Because this is most of shadow work, guys. Like, I'm not even joking. A lot of my shadow work is like when I'm meditating, a horrible memory will come up where I suppressed it for so many years during meditation. And then you wake up or you get out of that meditation and you're like, what do I do with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your subconscious mind telling you it's time to heal that. It's time to mm-hmm. honor it. So when this happens, what you want to do when this happens is you do not want to become the victim. You're not the victim right. of this. You need to observe what happened. You need to observe the feelings that this brought you and just observe it and honor it. And sometimes it takes a couple of days. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be at your highest vibration, and that's okay because releasing it is going to be that much better, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. What are some of the things that, you know, besides journaling and besides inner child healing work has really helped you in your healing journey?
Being aware of how I feel, letting things come up as they come up, which I think for a lot of us, we look and reflect on our feelings after it's happened, after yeah. something has happened, like after you've had a fight or an argument with like your spouse or a family member or friend, and you're like, where did that come from? And then you have the hindsight to kind of pick it apart. Mm. I've tried to become more aware as I notice the feelings start to develop. If I'm feeling some constriction, like in my heart space, or I'm feeling some anxiety and some anger coming from someplace, trying to just slow down before I let it overwhelm me. A big phrase for me, or mantra, if you will, that has helped me with this, with my healing work, is to remember that we are the creators of our experience. We are not the victims of our experience. Mm. And putting in perspective that you always have the choice on how you want to respond, whether it's to yourself or someone else. And in particular, I noticed, like with my children, when I would get really frustrated and angry and impatient, that I had to stop myself. And it's not that I can't feel those things, but it's understanding that I can allow those feelings to come up to the surface, but I don't have to respond with anger, even if that's how I am feeling. You know, I don't have to respond with impatience, even if I'm feeling impatient. there's nothing wrong with being impatient or feeling sadness or whatever, but that doesn't have to dictate how we treat or interact with other people around us. And for me, that has really been like that light bulb moment, is becoming more aware of the interactions I have with other people and not letting my feelings be the shotgun to, you know, direct how I interact with people that I care about.
Yeah.
You know, that I have control over that, you know, and it's powerful. It changes your mentality about yourself and what you're capable of doing. A lot of us are like, well, I can, you know, I'm always going to be impatient or I'm always going to be stubborn. That's just who I am. Those are behaviors. Those are not reflections of you. Those are not reflections of your soul. Right. We have control over how we want to respond. And it's made a really positive impact in both my marriage and my relationships in my life.
That's huge. That really is huge. That we have to remember, you know, feeling anxious, feeling angry, feeling irritated does not make you a bad parent or a bad spouse or a bad person. It makes you human, but your response is your choice. And that's huge. That's like mind-blowing kind of stuff, because I think that we forget that we have the choice.
Yeah.
We forget. We think that as soon as we feel anger, we need to show it. You know what I mean? And that's not the case. And when we understand and we actually like wrap our heads around the fact that like we've always had the choice. We've always had the choice to, you know, walk away from things that aren't serving us. We have the choice. That's when things change.
Yeah.
That's when things change.
And I think the other thing that's been really helpful for me as well with healing is learning to recognize other people in my life and meeting them for where they are, seeing people for the soul that they are, for the light that they embody, just like you do. And when stuff would come up in my inner child and my shadow work, like in relation to like my parents or things that I was feeling that I realized I hadn't healed, and understanding that my parents are on their own journey, or maybe it's like a friend or a spouse or someone that's hurt you in the past. And it's not just looking at it at the situation and forgiving them. I mean, that is a key component with healing, giving yourself the space, holding space for yourself to forgive for yourself. But when you start to shift your perception of seeing other people as energetic beings, as souls, as light on their own path, they're on their own journey to learn a different lesson in their life than you are. Oh my gosh. Like that was like the piece of the puzzle for me. Because it forced me not to blame other people. Mm. It forced me to look at them and say, they're not in the same place that I am, or they're here to learn a different lesson than me. And of course there's going to be feelings, there's going to be conflict, but when you can acknowledge that someone else is beyond their human body, beyond their human experience, but they are a soul, an embodiment of light and love, just like you, but they have different challenges in their life based on what their soul's purpose is in this lifetime. A lot of that judgment goes away.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of it.
Yeah. it doesn't wipe away human decisions like we talked about. You still have to make, you know, choices and how you interact with people.
Right.
But when you can meet them where they are at this point in their life and just say like, okay, we don't have to be best friends, or you have hurt me, but I understand that you're on your own journey too. And, I don't know. It's a shift in perception.
It really is a shift in perception.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of those with relationships from my past where it was like and this is a problem that a lot of light workers, a lot of healers have, where it's like, you want to help, like you want to be of service. And that's really, yeah. truly, like, since I was young, I always just wanted to help other people, mm-hmm. whether that be with a test or whether it be, you know, helping someone on the playground. I don't know. It was just like pre-programmed within me. And it's taken me a very long time to understand that you can't get you out of anybody else. And yeah. that was huge. That was something yeah. that I learned in 2019, where it was like, I can't expect my reaction from somebody else.
Yeah.
You can't. You can hope for it and you can, you know, wish for it. But at the end of the day, everyone's life and everyone's journey is so unique. And mm-hmm. you just kind of have to honor it for what it is and just yeah. worry about your side of the street, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's putting that responsibility. You can only be responsible for your own happiness. You
know, right.
You can't do it for other people. Just like in one of your other episodes, you and Lee were talking about how light workers, so many of us want to just be able to heal everybody and we can't.
Right.
That's okay. You know, but it is hard. It is hard not to want to or force someone to respond in the way that you wished that they would have responded.
Right.
Or to have the expectation that they're going to be the person that you see them to be deep down, but they're not ready to embrace.
Right.
You see someone's potential and they're not at that point yet.
Right. And we have to remember that you can see potential and you can honor it. But at the end of the day, potential is a seed and yeah. that seed cannot germinate. It's all, and that's another big thing too, is we, hold on, sorry, talk about candid. I have someone calling me. So anyway, it really is important to, where was I? I just lost my train of thought.
Potential being a seed and you having right, to have yeah. like, the right
environment.
That's
huge. That's actually something that I learned with Tarot is, potential is great and it's exciting, but at the end of the day, potential is just potential. It's an idea. Right. It's an idea and it's up to that person to build on that and to grow mm-hmm. on it. So that's a big thing too. I feel like we're just talking about like the lessons that we've already learned.
We're like, sorry guys, we don't have tools for you. We just need right. to get this out on the table.
I mean, no, like let's talk about some tools that have helped us in our shadow work journey and our inner healing journey. Like for yeah. me, honestly, spiritual baths have really helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Really Love. Helped me. Especially on those days where you just feel low. You just,
yeah.
you're not your best self. You're just feeling sad or unhappy. And, you know, maybe it is your own energy, but that's okay, you know. And, you know, sea salt baths have been a tremendous help for me. Mm-hmm. And even my husband actually took a sea salt bath last night with my mixture. And he was like, I feel lighter. Like I feel. Yeah. And he was dealing with a crazy person all day. You know what I mean? And it was like, he says, he's like, I literally feel lighter. Like, I feel like that's gone now.
Yeah.
And I can't like explain this enough to anyone. Like sea salt is magical.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, the biggest thing is honoring the healing, you know, is honoring the stuff that comes up in dreams or in flashbacks or in meditations. Seeing it and you know, acknowledging it, saying, I see you, I remember you, I don't like you, but I remember you, and I guess it's time for me to honor you. But don't get yourself back into that victim mentality. Don't mm-hmm. do it, you know?
Yeah.
Honor it, watch it, be the student, be the observer, and allowing it to work its course.
You yeah. know?
Those two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. There is no magic potion or pill for this kind of stuff. And that's what we have to remember. It's surrendering.
It is. And everyone has a different way of doing it. And just when you think that like your healing is complete,
right.
Life will throw you another reminder that you have more to do. And I think if, you know, a lot of us that are light workers, whether we're a practicing healer in a professional capacity or we're not, it doesn't matter. But I have always said that I think healers are the ones that need the most healing. You cannot expect to be able to help others heal, to help others with their alignment and their purpose in life, if you don't have all of your
ducks lined
shit figured
up.
Out either.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I sometimes feel like when I am doing healing work with a client that it's like, I'm also aligned in that place. Like I find myself feeling like, oh, well, this really reflects a lot in what's going on with my life too. It's like the universe will pair me up with people that are doing, need to do the same kind of work that I need to do as a reminder that, it needs to happen, that we need to be clearing out these blocks that we've been holding on to, because it's not conducive for our mental health, but it's also not conducive to our physical health. I mean, they're right. So linked. And to just be aware that it's not like you clean your house once and it's clean forever.
Right.
You know, your body and your spiritual body are a temple that constantly need to be cleared out and, you know, inspected and, respected. And like you said, it's not a one and done process. It comes in waves. It comes in, cycles in your life, and you have to just surrender to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I love how you said like that, you know, you touched on the healer, because I think a lot of people have this misconception about, you know, healer, light worker, whatever the case, whatever you want to call it, where it's like, what exactly is a healer? And for me, what I've learned is a healer is someone that's able to sit in their own shadow and to honor that and to grow from it, and then to kind of shine the light for somebody else to do their own healing.
Beautiful. Yeah. I completely resonate with that. Yeah. No,
it does not mean that the healer is healed. It means that the healer is strong enough to honor the process and to honor that life is a healing journey, and to gather up the tools in order to go through those dark times and to come back and, you know, get out of those dark times stronger, wiser, and happier, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Like that's been really on my mind for like the last couple of days, is because like healer is such a term in the spiritual community, that's widely used. And I always question like, well, what do people think the healer is? You know what I mean? Right. What is
the healer?
They
don't make the problem go away.
Right. They don't make the problem go away. The problem's there for a reason. But I think and that's how I define a healer, is it you don't have to be a medium. You don't have to be a psychic. You don't even have to be that spiritual. It's someone who can honor the trauma and honor all of the lessons that have happened in their lives, gain the perspective that they need to, and walk away from it, and then give someone else those tools.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I envision it as like, I think about being a kid and, you know, doing a project or something with my dad, and he would be like, okay, well, here are the tools. Let me turn on a light for you in this room, so it's a little bit brighter. You can see what you're doing. I'm going to walk you through it. And then ultimately it's up for you to complete your project, you know?
That's a good analogy.
You can't heal for other people. You give them the tools. You become a safe place, a sounding board. Your presence alone can be healing, but ultimately it's up to the other person to do the work. And that's where the healing happens. When we acknowledge in our own soul that, there's been trauma or there's been hurt of some kind, and you're ready to look at it straight in the eye, acknowledge it, honor it, and let it go.
Right. And the sad thing is like, I see so many people that aren't ready for shadow work. They're still in that fear-based mentality where it's like me having to sit with my own thoughts, me having to sit there and meditate with my own thoughts, with being alone, like what? And it's like,
yeah.
you can see the potential in someone, but if they're not going to honor that healing and that shadow work, then it's just potential. Just like an ace in the tarot, you know?
Yeah.
It's potential. It doesn't mean that right. It's, you know what I mean? And I wanted to do this podcast episode because I wanted to have a conversation with you because you're so good at talking about it and you're so good at opening up and letting people understand that it's like, this is what we signed up for, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is what you decided on before you were born. These are right. the challenges that you agreed to take on. And honestly, when you consider stepping back from your own life and you consider your soul looking at these possible challenges that you can have in your life and saying, you know what, I'm agreeing, I'm signing up to do this because I know that it will evolve my soul. It will help me on my journey to better love. That's courageous. Being here in this lifetime, at this time in history, it's courageous of all of the soul lessons that people are learning on a collective level. I mean, right. give yourself a pat on the back for being right. here today because it's heavy times, you know?
And heavy times. Yeah.
The culmination of everything that we have learned in our many, many, many lifetimes up to this point, this is where we're healing. This is where we're doing the healing work from baggage that we've been carrying for generations, from ancestors. Some of that isn't even ours. But to be able to take on that pain and that trauma and to say, I'm ready and I'm gonna release it so that all of those lifetimes before me can be healed of it as well. Mm-hmm. Like that is really courageous work. And it is hard work.
Yeah. That's badass. That's like right? badass work. It really is. Like I saw some place online where it's like, you know, stop with trying to level up, you know, if in the mirror, you know, stop trying to level up your finances. You know, what's the new sexy? Healing.
Yeah.
And it was like, God, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really, yes. It's true. It really is true. And, you know, I encourage everyone, like I always encourage people to like, be okay with being vulnerable and do this work because God, you feel so much better after it's done.
Yeah, you do.
You do. You feel a calm. Like for me, it's a sense of calm. You know what I mean? It's a sense of peace and you're not going to get that by not dealing with it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think too, when you take the time to honor yourself and that healing journey, it makes space and permission to give others to do the same thing.
Right.
And when I have opened up with people that this is something that I've been working on, I feel like it ignites something in them. It gives them the permission maybe that they didn't feel that they had before.
Right.
To dig a little bit deeper and to explore that part of ourself that can sometimes be really scary. And I noticed in my day-to-day life with a lot of the shadow work that the stuff that I was getting angry or frustrated with other people was really a reflection of my shadow. Mm. And once I started to put those pieces together, it's like, wow, a lot of the stuff that's going on that I thought was directed or because of other people in my life, because of friendships or whatever, is really me not owning my shit. It's really me not doing the work.
Right.
And seeing myself as a multifaceted being. It's not just the happy parts of my personality. It's the stuff that we don't want to look at. It's the stuff that we don't want to acknowledge is there. But when we can put the good and the bad, if you want to say that, or the light and the dark together, that is where the magic happens, I guess.
Right.
You know, where you can sit with yourself on a soul level and you can hold space for all of it.
Right. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. So for whoever's listening who is starting off on their healing journey, what are three pieces of advice that you would give them?
Take all the time you need. Healing is not overnight. It can take a while. I've done with, for in particular with me with inner child meditations, I had to do them a lot until I knew I was ready to be done with it. Number one is it's going to take some time. Number two is you can seek out all the healers in the world, but ultimately you have to be ready to do the work. Doesn't matter how many readings you get. Doesn't matter how much Reiki you get, how many sea salt baths, how many walks in the grass. Ultimately, if you're not ready to do the work, it's not going to happen. So you have to be ready for it. And the third one would be to just be kind to yourself during the process. It's going to bring things up that are going to be difficult. And there might be some tears. There might be a lot of tears. You may feel uncomfortable, but I think just being gentle with yourself and, you know, taking the time, however it is. I know for you, disconnecting from social media for a while was what you needed.
Yeah.
You know, maybe for others, it's just going to be taking some steps back from some relationships in their life that maybe just aren't helping them or serving them on their healing journey. Whatever change that you need to make in order to give yourself the place and the space to heal is what you need to do. And be kind to yourself. Listen to yourself. Your intuition will guide you of what you need, because your healing journey is going to be unique to your soul and what your soul needs. It's not going to be the same as Erica's or Hannah's or anyone else. And your soul already knows what needs to happen. It's just whether or not you're willing to listen to the guidance it's already giving you.
Yeah. You're such a good advice giver. You're so good. I'm like, God, I would have said all the same things. Yeah. Because it's true. And this is like the thing is where there's also things that you may not think, like your monkey mind or your conscious mind thinks that it wasn't a big deal, like maybe something that happened years ago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that little tiny thing that you shrugged off maybe made a massive impact in your subconscious and it might come up, because that's what happened with me. Like a couple of things where it was like, I paid no mind to this when this occurred. You know what I mean? And having it come up, you know, and you realize that it did more damage than what you thought it did, you know? So you're going to have random things come up where it was like, I didn't even know that hurt me. Just honor it. It came up for a reason. It came up and just go with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like pulling the string of a sweater.
Yeah.
You know, the more you pull it, the more it starts to unravel and you realize, oh, it wasn't just about what someone said, or it wasn't just about the words that they used or whatever. There's always a bigger picture. There's always a bigger learning perspective of what it is deep down that we're really healing from,
you know?
And for me, one of the things that I had to accept was that I didn't feel like I had the room to be free and to play as a child, not play in like a literal sense, but to just be free to explore the person that I wanted to be. I felt like I had to fall in line in a certain way. I felt like there were expectations of behavior and
there usually is. I mean,
there is
for me. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
I definitely see that.
I looked at it more as like there was this instance, there was a particular happening. I thought it was related to just one thing, but it really was just that one thing was symbolic for a chapter in my life that was hard for me that I had to make peace with.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That too is like one thing will come up and then you understand that that tiny little minuscule thing is a symbol of a whole chapter.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I definitely. I've had those. I've had those experiences.
Yeah. But, and there will be more.
Oh yeah. There's always going to be more. And like I said, I want everyone that's listening to know that whether you are aware of it or not, you're on a healing journey. It's how you handle the situations that are on your path and how you handle the trials and the heartbreaks and the trauma. That's what ultimately it is, guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people like, I have people message me all the time on TikTok being like, I want to be more spiritual. You're already spiritual. We're all mm-hmm. spiritual beings having a human experience. It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's first realizing that and honoring that. And then, you know, you dive into that. It's not being more spiritual, because we can't be any more spiritual than what we are, regardless if you are awake or not. Mm-hmm. You know, you're living yeah. this life because you wanted to, and you wanted mm-hmm. to bring in these lessons so you can learn from them. And that's a huge thing. And I remember saying that to somebody, being like, oh, I've always been into crystals and stuff like that, and I want to be more spiritual. And I just kind of said, like, you can't be any more spiritual than being human. And I just remember her looking at me like, oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe I look like a freak. You know what I mean? But
truth,
like,
bomb.
It's true. Yeah. You're spiritual. If you're a human, you're a spiritual being, period.
Yeah.
You're yeah. a spiritual being if you're a dog or a cat, you know?
Yes.
It's not about being more spiritual. It's about honoring it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I love our conversations.
I know. Me too. I forgot this was a podcast episode for a second. I was like, we're just having this nice chat.
I know.
Reflecting.
Oh God.
Sharing.
Yes. Yes. I love our conversations, guys, because this is too. Literally like what our conversations are like.
Yes.
But oh my God, guys. Yeah, guys, definitely check out Hannah. She just started her Instagram. That is Divine Sky Mediumship. All of her info
no.
is
going to be Divine Sky Mystic.
Divine Sky Mystic. Okay. All the information is going to be in the show notes, guys. So go ahead and check her out. She's amazing. She's also one of the amazing members of the Modern Mystic Society, which we love. We actually just got out of circle, and that was a great time. But
mm-hmm.
Hannah, thank you so much for coming back Aww. On. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Yes. Thank you, Erica. Love you so much.
Oh, I love you too.